Masechtas Terumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We discussed previously in the fourth Mishnah that if someone separates olives as truma on behalf of oil, that the truma doesn't work because he's separating an unfinished product on behalf of a finished product, and the truma is not valid at all whatsoever. Mishnah Ches says the reverse case. Ein time in Shemen, al zeisim anachtashim. One cannot separate shemen, which is the finished product, oil, to be the truma to exempt olives that are going to be crushed and will be made into oil. Olives that are not going to be eaten raw, they're planning on being used to make oil, so they're in an unfinished state. If they would be planned to be eaten, that would be a finished state. But since the olives are planned to be used for oil, they're considered unfinished produce, and therefore you cannot take truma from the shemen, from the oil, on behalf of the olives that will be crushed. Nor can you separate wine for truma on grapes that are planning to be pressed for wine. However, if he did went ahead and separated truma from the finished product on the unfinished, his truma is valid midaraisa, it has the status of truma. However, he has to go and take a second portion of truma midarabanan, he's obligated to do it again and do finished on finished or unfinished on unfinished, but not the finished on the unfinished. There's a difference in halacha over here in Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Dalad. In Mishnah Dalad, where he used the olives to separate his truma for the oil, it didn't work at all. Whereas over here, where he uses the oil on behalf of the olives, it does count as truma, he just has to take a second portion. The Rav explains, in Mishnah Dalad, it was a takana to be mevatel the whole truma in order that the kayin should not get unfinished produce. He's deserving to get a portion of truma from the oil, from the finished product. And here, you're going to give him olives that are the unfinished product that are going to require him to do the work to press them, and in order that he shouldn't get a gypped out of the proper truma that he's supposed to be getting from the finished product. So Chazal was mevatel the whole thing, that his truma is completely null and void. Whereas over here, where the finished product was being given on behalf of the unfinished, so then Chazal allowed that midaraisa, the truma, should take effect. However, they required him to give a second portion to do it properly. And the Mishnah now lists differences between the first portion of truma that took effect midaraisa and the Yachzer v'Yitrim, the second portion of truma that he gives, that he's obligated only midarabanan. Harishaina, the first portion of truma that he gave, midamas, it will cause something to become miduma, b'fnei atzma, in its own accord, just itself, without coming onto the second truma. If you take this truma and you mix it with other produce that are non-truma, it will become miduma. Miduma means a mixture of truma and non-truma produce, and that mixture comes, the entire mixture becomes usur for Yisrael to eat because of the truma that's mixed into it, and it doesn't have the regular halachas of bittul, of making the truma part become nullified by the majority non-truma part. That's going to be discussed at length in the fourth parak. But the first portion of truma, since it's truma deraisa, it will create meduma if it's made into a mixture with non-truma produce. V'chayav malah shnia, and another halacha that will be unique, that if it's eaten by a non-kayan, chayav malah chemish, he'll be chayav to pay an extra fifth, which is a penalty midaraisa for a Yisrael that eats truma. Avalai shnia, but not the second portion of truma, it won't have either of these two halachas, because midaraisa is not really truma, and it's only something that he was obligated midarabanan to give a second portion. The Rav speaks out another difference, that the first truma could be eaten immediately by a kayin, whereas the second truma, that midaraisa, was not really truma, it was just midarabanan obligated. Midaraisa, it's still tevel. And midaraisa, that second portion of truma, being tevel, requires that it needs its own maisers to be taken off of. Whatever maisers are regularly needed for tevel, the kayin is going to have to take that off of the second portion of truma before he can eat it. Mishnah Tes. V'tarmin shaman al zesim hanechbashim. One is allowed to take off truma from oil to exempt zesim hanechbashim, pickled olives. And also yain al anavim la zesim tzmukim. Wine is allowed to be taken as truma for grapes that are going to be made into raisins. The Rav understands here that these are already finished products. The pickled olives and the raisins are 100% finished, and so taking oil on the pickled olives is finished product, and wine on the raisins, finished product, and there's no problem whatsoever. Others understand the Mishnah that the pickling and the drying out process of the grapes is not completely finished yet, and it's not 100% a finished product. But these things just require time. Once it's already sitting in a pickling jar or out, the grapes are out to dry, it's only mechusar zman. It just needs time till it finishes its process. That's not considered lacking a major process because it doesn't need any physical input. And so even though it's not finished, but in halacha it's equal to that of a finished product because it's only mechusar zman. And therefore, these things, the truma does work when you separate it from the oil or from the wine. The Mishnah continues, and it discusses the fact that it makes a difference what the intent to use the olives or the grapes are. Hare shetarim shemen al zesim la'achila. If someone separated oil on behalf of olives that he intended to use la'achila to be eaten. So if he's intending to eat these olives, then they're a finished product as is. They don't need any further processing to press them or anything like that. So in such a case, the truma is going to work. Or v'zesim al zesim la'achila, or he's separating from one set of olives for other olives that he's planning on eating. Or yain al anavim la'achila, wine on separated wine on behalf of olives on grapes that he's going to eat, so they're considered a finished product. Or anavim al anavim la'achila, or just grapes on other grapes that he's planning to eat. And at the point when he separated them, he was planning on eating the olives and grapes raw, so they were considered fully processed. Then v'nimlach l'darchan, he changed his mind and he decided to press them, either the grapes or the olives. He decided now to press them into oil and wine. So now, by changing his mind, they're now an unfinished product. And it turns out that he separated from finished onto unfinished product. Einei tzarech l'trei, he doesn't need to go and take another truma again. The first truma counts, and this is because since at the time that he separated the truma originally, he was intending that what he was separating on behalf of was a finished product as is, and he wasn't going to do any further processing. So therefore the truma counts, and it was binding, and if he later changes his mind, it doesn't affect the truma that was already separated, and he does not need to take another portion of truma.